Hi, everybody. This is Empress Constance, and I'm sitting down with Mistress Amber from theteashow.com. Hi, Miss Amber. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you for doing this with me.
No problem.
All right, let's get right into it. How long have you been doing phone sex?
I have been doing phone sex for about 2.5 years.
And how long have you been at LDW?
I have been with LDW for 1 year. Last month was my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Cool. So, if you had to describe what your style is on the phone, what would you say it is?
I would say that I am strict sensual. I started out as just sensual, but I started having a lot of fun being strict and working with strict mistresses, and they kind of turned me on to being more half and half.
Awesome. And where in your home do you typically take calls?
I actually have a home office. There's a sofa and a desk and a television, but I don't usually watch television much. I'm usually writing or talking in there.
Nice. So you can just relax. You have your own personal space, all of that.
Right.
Awesome. Do you have a set schedule?
I don't have a set schedule because my household changes so much, but I have a lot of availability. I'm open for calls approximately 80 to 90 hours a week. So I'm easy to find, easy to get a hold of.
Nice. And do you accept appointments?
I don't. I learned early on that that's just probably not gonna happen. I choose to communicate with potential callers by email, and then I let them know when I'm going to be available, and they usually end up calling right away. If they're actually serious about calling, they'll call right away.
Cool. And what are some of your favorite types of calls to take?
I love Skype calls when they have something to show me. I like to watch anal play and self-sucking, definitely. CBT. I love directing men to do things to themselves and to be creative because they kind of let their guard down and they let me do everything I want.
Nice. Are there any type of calls that you don't take?
The only calls that I'm not really into, are any types of fetish that have like smoking or sneezing or laughing. Those just aren't, they're not fun for me, so I don't do those.
Okay. And name one of the craziest things you've ever heard from a client.
Well, one of the craziest things on a call was when the customer had Miss Dealey and I, we were on a two mistress call together. He had us watch him suck a kielbasa, and then he used what he called a homemade fucking machine on himself. And what he had actually done, you know, those grabbers that people will have when they can't reach things, those long things with the claws. You can buy them on infomercials and stores. Well, he took the metal claws off this reaching stick he had, and he put a dildo to the end. That was definitely an interesting call.
Sounds extremely interesting.
You ask me this, and it's just like when I think about it, was interesting. I'd never seen that before. It just goes to show you how creative people can be when they want to get off, you can get off, even if you don't have any toys. And that just reminds me of other things, you know, cucumber butt sex and masturbating into a chicken. I mean, whatever you have handy, I've seen it all.
Nice. And so you talked about being on a call with Mr. earlier. Do you like doing two mistress calls?
I love them actually, because they're a fantastic way for two women to get together and just fuse their strengths. And sometimes I've never actually had a call with someone, and I'm very surprised. I can't think of one call I've had that didn't go well. And I think both of us were really surprised on how much fun we had with him.
Nice. And are there any ladies that you particularly like doing two mistress calls with?
There's a lot of ladies I've only done one or two calls with, but if I'm really going to pick favorites, I hate favorites, but I typically end up doing calls with Lily, Delia, and Cooper. And they're just amazing women, and they're so funny, and they have really dirty minds, which is perfect for me.
Wonderful. Now let's talk a little bit about your vanilla side, so to speak. Do you have any hobbies?
I do. I do actually. I love to read and cook, and I have tons of cookbooks that I just sit and just look at recipes constantly. I like to travel, and I love to spend time with my friends.
Awesome. And what do you do when you're not taking calls?
When I'm not on the phone in between calls, I'm usually writing new blogs and brainstorming things for Amber Academy, which is my weekly feminization blog on Wednesdays.
Nice. And what about on your free time? Do you like to go out, dance, anything like that?
Yeah, I do love to go out. I live in Portland, Oregon. There's a huge nightlife scene here. There's lots of music here and microbreweries here, and it's just a very, progressive, open-minded vibe. They say keep Portland weird. That's the motto, and it's totally weird. So it's perfect for me.
Cool. Okay, back to sex a little bit. We're gonna flip-flop a little bit around here.
Okay.
What's your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
My favorite sex toy to use on myself is my Hitachi. I don't think that women know what masturbation is unless they've used a Hitachi.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful. And what is your favorite sex toy to use on a partner?
Well, you know, I recently started using a Hitachi on my partner, but which is completely different. And but I did not actually realize this because I'm kind of there's special attachments just for men for Hitachis. But I love when I'm playing with a guy. I love anything that I can shove in his ass. Bonus points if it vibrates and if he sucks at first. That's really fun for me.
Sweet. Have you ever been with a woman?
I have actually. I love women. They're beautiful. And at one point in time, I was dating them exclusively.
Oh, very nice. What is your favorite way to let loose and have a good time?
Honestly, if I'm going to have just a really great evening, people might say, "Oh, you want to go out downtown and you want to party." I honestly don't. I love having friends over, drinking wine, eating good food, talking about music. I just love a lot of people in one place and just talking and getting the vibe.
Awesome. And if you had to use only one word, what word would you use to describe yourself?
Well, it's hyphenated, so I'm just gonna use it. Well, I'm gonna hyphenate it because self-reliant. I'd say I'm self-reliant. I'm a solid, independent person, so I'm gonna say self-reliant.
If you and only one man were left on this planet, who would you want that man to be and why?
Honestly, this might seem a little shallow, but if I'm really answering this question, I'm going to say Jason Momoa because he is gorgeous. And I think he's very strong, and I think I'd be very I think that when you talk to mistresses, you get the feeling that they're always hard and they're always in charge of everything. But every now and then, mistresses like to be swallowed whole. And they like to be not necessarily submissive, but just with a man that matches them. I don't necessarily know if Jason Momoa matches me. I don't really care. I just think he's hot and strong and gorgeous. So, yeah, him.
Nice. And when you're out and about doing your everyday normal things, do you ever see things in a kinky way because of your work?
I think I do. I do see things in a kinky way. I think I automatically, although I don't vocalize this, I often think of sex first and foremost when somebody's telling me something, just because of what I do. But I think that because of what I do, I have an open mind, so I'm more ready for people to tell me something when they're saying, "Amber, I'm about to tell you something. Don't judge me." I just start laughing. It's just like once you've seen someone put a cucumber in their butt, there's no judging. Like you can tell me anything. Like because of this job, I think I'm just a better person overall to just deal with, help my friends and be open-minded. So yeah, I do see things kinky, and I'm a dirty-minded girl.
That's what we love.
I
All right. So, what's your favorite food?
can't choose, Miss Constance. I'm gonna say anything Vietnamese or Thai or Korean. It's kind of a draw.
Okay. And what's your favorite drink?
Well, if I'm not drinking wine, I am drinking mojitos.
Okay. Do you drink anything besides alcohol?
Well, lots of water, obviously,
Okay.
but no, not really.
Gotta love that.
Yeah.
Okay, what is one thing on your wish list that you want the most? What's that one thing that you really want from your wish list?
I'm gonna say the camera. I have a camera listed. I see a lot of travel in my future and I need a new camera, so definitely the camera.
Nice. And will you be sharing any pictures you take as long as they're, appropriate with us?
Possibly, possibly.
Well, you can send me the inappropriate ones, of
Oh,
course.
I will definitely with captions.
Sweet. All right. So, rank in order of importance the traits that you most like in a submissive man. And your choices are respect, loyalty, generosity, and obedience.
So the most important to the least important,
Yeah.
I'd say obedience, respect, loyalty, and generosity.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so I have some questions from members of Enchantrix Empire,
All right.
and one of them is actually they want advice from the ladies. So it's kind of a long question, so bear with me. How do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know.
Well, honestly, if you're gonna buy one that's just slightly bigger, she probably won't notice the difference in size if you stop talking about it. But chances are, women are women. So what I would probably do, I would definitely just talk to her about it. If she thinks you're too picky, then I would probably come at her from another angle. I'd probably tell her that it's just uncomfortable and that you really want more sexy time, but you just want to be comfortable doing it. Honestly, if I'm going to give you the mistress, non-mistress answer, lots of times when women tell you things, it's code for something else. And what they're meaning isn't exactly, they're saying something else. I would probably be just kind to her. I'm not saying butter her up or buy her things or that sort of thing. Usually women don't want that. Usually women want things that don't cost any money. So I would probably spend a little more time on her feelings, and maybe if you show her that you care about her feelings, then she will care about yours.
Nice. Okay, now the next five questions, and some of them have question one and one B, come from our very own cannibal, so be prepared. When was the last time you were violent? Were you in the right, and would you do it again?
I was a long time ago, actually, and I was totally justified in it. The person was just a real jerk, and I'm not sorry that I did it, and I would definitely do it again.
Right on. Okay, what does the phrase the dark side of the moon mean to you?
The dark side of the moon.
Yes.
Wow. I guess there's probably a ton of answers for this, but the dark side of the moon. It almost sounds like a mixed drink. I'm not sure. Does that have something to do with space? I probably sound really dumb right now.
I think it's a song, part
Is
of a
it a
song.
song? I was
Like
gonna guess, but
Pink Floyd song, I believe.
oh, that's probably why. I'm not really a big Pink Floyd fan.
Here's number three. Are you afraid of dying?
No, I'm not afraid of dying at all. I'm not afraid to die as long as I feel like I lived. I would hate to be on the door, the death's door and to feel like I didn't live. I think that's more scary than actually dying.
Nice. Okay, this is a two-parter. Are you worried about going mad or crazy? And have you ever gone mad?
I have never gone crazy. And I think that everybody, possibly, there's, things that happen to you in old age, but I like try to do puzzles and things, try to, strengthen my brain. I'm not afraid of like going crazy, but it's very possible.
And what about going mad or crazy in the sense of like losing your shit?
Well, I mean, I don't think that I'd ever actually lose my shit. I mean, I went to a pancake restaurant once, and there was a lady, and she was a little nuts, and she was like smacking her cane into like kids at the bus stop, and I was just like, wow, she looks like she's having a lot of fun. She looked wild nuts, but she also looked like she knew what she was doing. So hopefully, I can find the balance where I can get away with stuff because everybody thinks I'm the crazy old lady. But it really, I know exactly what I'm doing. I want that balance. I just get away with everything, and they're like, oh, that's just Amber. We just let her do whatever she wants to because she's wild and nuts.
Okay, last one from Cannibal. Do you crave or lust for money?
Do I lust for money? I don't think I crave money. I think that I, obviously, I think I have a healthy relationship with money. I know that it's very needed. And you have to have it in order to survive. I think that I crave adventure. I think that I crave, finding a passion and fulfilling goals. I think that's what I crave. I don't crave money, no.
Awesome. Okay, now we're going to talk about your link. So, your blog link is what again?
My blog link is thetshow.com.
And do you have Yahoo?
I do. I am Amber Enchantrix, all one word, Amber Enchantrix on Yahoo.
And do you have Skype?
I'm Enchantrix Amber, all one word on Yahoo, on Skype, Enchantrix Amber.
Awesome. And what about social media? Are you on Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr or any of those?
I'm on Twitter right now. I'm at Temptress Amber.
And do you do Tumblr?
Yeah.
What is that address?
It is amberenchantrix.tumblr.com.
Awesome. So, Miss Amber, I want to thank you so much for sitting down with me. And did you have anything else that you wanted to share with everyone?
I guess only that this was really fun, and thanks for taking the time with me. And I'm just really excited to be here and working with a bunch of classy ladies. And I'm enjoying what I do every day. So thanks, everybody.
Yay. This has been an interview with Mistress Amber from thetshow.com. And if you would like to speak to Mistress Amber one-on-one, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.